Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, can I say how delighted I am to be here and to be at the World Science Forum. I'm going to tell you about a forum that none of you can go to because you're too old. So what I'm going to talk to you about is a very important element associated with this. I'm going to talk to you about why I think the forum that we run is very important. And you will be able to come to it because in many cases we invite people to give key lectures. So why are we doing this? Well, the key element we want to do is to get the brightest and the best people into science. And how are we going to do that? One of the ways we want to do it is by highlighting the challenges that are involved. We want to talk about developing the various problem-solving capacities that people have. And we're going to start with that at a very, very early age. And we want to give the students access to facilities, and we want to really excite them, because I think that's a key element of them. Most of you here, I'm sure, when you came to the Science Forum, and somebody asked you what you were. What did you say? You were a physicist, chemist, something like that. When I was at college, there was an element that was very clear. The mathematicians always looked down on the engineers. And the engineers then used to look down a little bit on the physicists because they weren't quite clear about it. And then we as biologists were right down at the bottom end. And of course you had the medical students. They looked down on everybody. So the element that I want to talk to you about here is how we can give young people opportunity. And I think the context was mentioned earlier on today is about the importance of being able to work as a team and in a multidisciplinary way. Because I think that's a key element. Often our education fails completely to address these types of issues. And we like to put it in a social context and to talk about two key elements that is important for this forum. And they are opportunity and hope. And I think that's something we've got to remember with young people. There's so much bad news going around the place at the moment. We're talking about our economy being destroyed. We're talking about problems that exist in terms of hunger and all of the other aspects of healthcare. And they really are important. But we've got to give our young people hope in how they can address these. The London International Science Forum was started in 1959, and it came out of the problems associated with Europe initially after the Second World War. But the idea was to look into science and its applications for the greater benefit of mankind, and most importantly, to see how we could bring young people all from all over the world together to address these issues. And if you look at the pictures here, you can see here's the group of them at the opening address, and we bring people in from all over the world. So basically, we use science as the catalyst. And that's a common thing right across the board. If you're in other areas, in languages and things like that, sometimes there can be issues. Science gives us a coming starting point. We take people generally at their first year at university, or they could be finishing off their secondary school levels, whatever country they come from. And we have this going now since 1959, and the people involved in it tend to be ex-participants who are involved as lecturers or mentors. And what we do is we build science, and we look at the major problems that are associated with that, and we theme each particular year. For example, for 2012, it'll be the human planet. We looked at environment, and we've previously looked at a whole range of different elements. So what we want to do is to get the young people involved and look at the system and the problem, whatever is there, in every aspect, be it social, scientific, and about how we can address them at a world level. That's an important point. It takes place in London, and has for the last number of years, and we stay in the halls of residence of Imperial College. And it's very much focused on bringing people together in an environment where they have to interact, very much a scientific but a social interaction. And we give them the opportunity to go to various universities and industries all over the UK and indeed further on. And the other element that we do, we bring them together to discuss the major problems that exist on a global level. I think that's an important element. Just as we have here in the Science Forum where we're discussing these issues, we do the same sort of thing. We have a whole range of different types of specialist lectures, and again, involving very many of the ex-participants. And this has been a very good focus because those people have gone out into their own countries and have brought the same concept often with them to develop the ideas. And again, that really allows the students to get a good feel for what's involved. The other angle that we do, which we think is very important, is we give them the opportunity to see science in action. We've all talked about the importance of getting people interested. Well, that's a key element for me, that we can get the brightest people that are interested in science and really nurture them and let them see how we can apply the knowledge of science in all the various areas, be it physics, chemistry, engineering, biology, chemistry, and see how they can solve problems working together. And the key element that they learn here is that there's a lot of common problems that they all have. Doesn't matter their nationality, their creed, or their background. And they can really come together and learn about these and see the practical applications of all of these problems. Now, the other thing that's very important that we've got to look at with younger people is what we call the global collection system. They're really they come together in lots of different ways. Obviously, physically, when we bring them to the forum, but also then through Facebook and a YouTube channel, which we have. And that's a very important connectivity. Young people don't connect in necessarily the same way that we do. And there's always new ways in which they can come together. So I think it's very, very useful from that point of view. You may wonder why I'm here. Well, I started off as a participant in the Science Forum in 1972. And based on that, then I set up a group in Ireland at the time, because we had a major problem politically in Ireland with both parts of Ireland. And thankfully, at this stage, that's resolved itself. But we worked very hard at both the scientific and the political level to try and solve these problems. And subsequently, then, I was involved as a lecturer, a host, and a planner on the forum. And I'm actually the first person who started at the bottom, literally, as a participant, and now I'm president of the forum. So I was delighted to be involved. And that's an element that I think is very important. We've got to get people involved at a very, very young age. By being here, you've shown your involvement and your commitment to the world science problems. This is an area where you can foster this at the very earliest age. And I want to tell you a little bit about some things we've done to develop that. To the Centre for Talented Youth, which some of you will have heard of, and there are other lectures mentioning this today, and also then through education and outreach, because that's a key element for bringing people together, and also through the International and European Science Olympiads. I was involved in setting up the European Science Olympiads, and in that we bring people together with different backgrounds, and we make them solve problems, and compete in a very positive way to solve the problems. It's done on a European level now, but there's also the Junior International Olympiads, which do it on a world level. So again, you can see by transferring the ideas, some of them which we developed in the forum, we've now gone on from that. Now, the Centre of Talented Youth, I want to tell you a little bit about it. Basically, what we're looking at is getting people at a young age. But Bud Rock mentioned earlier on today about the fact that out-of-school learning really gets people interested in science. And it's really important from that point of view. So we take them from the age of six. Yes, from six, we give them opportunities to learn something about it. We run 120 academic courses per annum. And again, depending on the year, there's between 2,000 and 2,000 people generally come into it every year. About 4,000 people go through our systems. And this is international. And we work quite a lot with a number of international groups, particularly with Johns Hopkins. Just to give you an idea, for example, the founders of Google came through, not our CTYI, but CTYI. So again, it'll just show you how the Centre for Talented Youth can help people. And in case you get too excited about that, Lady Gaga was also a CTYI graduate as well. But again, you know, it's multi-denominational. We look at all the different types of backgrounds that people have. And we look at incredible topics from world politics. We do bioethics. We do a whole range of biotechnologies. We developed the first biotechnology for CTYI in our university. But it gives you an idea that we can really get the students involved and get them working through the system. And I tell you, if you ever get involved in these programs, they're 3 weeks, they're residential, they suck the information out of you. Many of you, I'm sure, are at universities, and you come in and you give your lecture. And even on the best days, you'd probably see, as happens in many large situations, half the people are asleep and the other half wish they were. With those, they're very engaged, they really want to find the information from you, they'll come after you. It's wonderful to lecture to people like those because you can really see that they're thinking very hard about what you're doing and they're really engaged. And they think about things often in a different way than you might expect. So as well as that, we looked at another dimension of this. The Centre for Talented Youth, because it's residential, costs money. We've also looked at an access program, which goes beyond that, that gives opportunities to those people who don't have the finances to go and attend these programs. And again, we've had about 1,200 students on these projects. And you can see just from the pictures how much they enjoy it. You can see the hands up and the enjoyment. That's one thing that I think we've all probably got involved in science or some aspect of science or administration, because we enjoy it. And we've got to really celebrate these elements of it. And again, this programs are now well recognised. The one element that I think is very important in terms of education for young people is getting them involved in doing research. I'm involved with the Biomedical Diagnostics Institute in Ireland. It's funded by our Science Foundation Ireland. And basically, we're looking at new ways of early diagnosis of diseases. And this is important right across the board. And we're looking at all aspects of disease. And that includes, obviously, the technology to detect it, but equally well, the social aspects of it. Because if you don't have input from nursing, from the psychology and the sociology around diseases, you really won't get a very, very useful outcome that can solve the problem. And again, you may need inputs from different nationalities and different backgrounds, because culturally, how diseases are approached are quite different. So that's the context. And what we do here is we create an opportunity for people from all over the world to come to our facility so they can see the diagnostics in action, but also they can learn on an international level how people work. This is an example of where we've taken them from to date. We've had 1,000 applicants. Unfortunately, we can only take a small number because of our capacity, but we've had 80 graduates. And you can see pretty well, I always think it's very interesting when people talk about the four corners of the world, given the fact that it's supposed to be, you know, a circular. But that's neither here nor there. You can see very, very good distributions where we've got people from, and we're delighted to see more people involved in this as well. So what we do is we get them involved. We make them present. And we've talked about science communication is very important. We talk about how they can take their ideas and make them into practical applications. That's what young people love. They love to see it. Indeed, we all love it, but it's very good for them. They get to talk to the researchers, and we make them talk to the people in the Centre for Talented Youth. So here are people coming in. One of our programmes, we make them talk to the others about what they're doing because they're a little bit more advanced along the side and along the various areas. And then we have what we call our café scientifique. You see, we're getting in the language and the social element of it as well, and we make them discuss all sorts of major topics, and we bring them on excursions and various visits, and you can see they love it. They're jumping up and down because the program is so good and because they like it so much, but you can see we want them to enjoy it. The context is international, there's social elements, but there's very strong scientific elements, and from that we get very, very good outputs. The international links are very important. We have a network system for them. They address major research problems. And then they get to discuss these world issues. They present to our Centre of Talented Youth. And they've got publications. And these are people now that are at, you know, they're still they're about second or third year in university. So they're really getting a feel for what research is about. And subsequently, many of them come back or do PhDs or get involved in research. And they're developing a global network. We heard Patrick Cunningham mention today the Marie Curie system. Well, that's what we've got to do. The problems we have are global. Yes, we tend to educate people in a singular fashion. We've got to look outside and start it early, because these people think in a different way and they can develop these. We're talking about the need for international research collaboration. Well, where do you start at it? Start it young, and I guarantee it'll develop. I'm collaborating with people that I met back in the 70s, so it's a very effective system. Why are we doing all of this? Well, we're doing it because we think it's important, because we think science and its applications, and that's why we're all here, I guess, at a science forum, really can deliver good things to the problems that we have to solve in the world. And it's enjoyable. I mean, we're all doing or involved in what we do, mainly, I suppose, because we enjoy it. I mean, money happens to be useful as well, but it's not really the reason. There's other ways you could do it, I'm sure, to make more. You also develop an international network, and indeed, when you see the forum here and you see the spectrum of different countries and you talk to people, you begin to realize that you can really, if you like, distill down the problems that we have. They're very similar. It may be that the funding is a bit different, it's going in one way or the other, but if you go back in history and when you look at this particular academy and you hear the history of it as we have over the years, the movement of science and the centre of science has gone backwards and forwards across the world for quite some time. But the problems haven't changed that much. Some of them we've solved, some of them we haven't. So that's quite important. And what we're really trying to do is to let the students know that science problem solving is a multidisciplinary activity. We want them to see the responsibility of it. And what we like to think out of them, that they develop within the international community, one concept, that they are citizens of this world, and but by addressing the issues and by working together, they can make the place a better place for all of us. And indeed, if they don't, certainly they won't be around to see it because of the problems that have to be addressed. I'm not going to be there, but I do hope that what we're doing can help them to achieve the sorts of potential which they definitely have. And I'm sure with that potential, they can solve many of the world's problems that we've talked about. Thank you very much indeed.